This is Brian Anderson, the editor of City Journal magazine, and I'm here with Kay Heimowitz, a contributing editor of City Journal, who's written a fantastic article for the winter issue entitled Child Man in the Promised Land. I want to say welcome to you, Kay.
Hi, Brian.
Thanks for coming in. According to you, and lots of other people, I think, will recognize the truth of this, men aren't growing up in the way they used to these days, are they?
People aren't, not just men, but men and women are taking longer to grow up, but it's having a particularly bad influence, I think, on men. These days, young people are marrying well into their 20s and often into their 30s. The average age of marriage for men is now close to 28. And that means that we're seeing about a decade and sometimes a decade and a half between college and marriage. And men are, and women to a certain extent, but we'll talk about the differences in a minute, are achieving the status of adulthood, all of the major markers that we usually associate with adulthood, the education, financial independence, marriage, and children much later than they ever have in the past. So that now, as I said, is about a decade and a half where they are on their own, hanging out with other guys, dating, of course, and living a kind of irresponsible life and a life in which they can find many, many pleasures.
Could you characterize some of the lifestyle choices of the child man?
Right.
What are they doing?
Well, you know, one of the best ways to figure that out is just to look at an enormous infrastructure of entertainment that's developed or that's grown up to satisfy the child man. There are many, many aspects to it. You have the media, of course. You have a whole genre of television shows that are appealing to men, science fiction shows. We have entire networks, cable networks, that are now devoted just to young men. Spike TV being the most obvious, but there's now a Black Belt TV also on the air. In addition, networks like Comedy Central have really grown up around this child man from the late 90s on. You see enormous influence of the child man on the kinds of shows shown on Comedy Central, and much of their success is around this demographic group. 60% of the audience at Comedy Central is men. Now, in addition, we've got a whole series of movies starring people like Steve Carell and Seth Rogen and Will Ferrell, so on and so forth, that are targeting these young men, and these movies are quite successful. We have also a gaming industry, which is worth about $12 billion these days. I was amazed to find during my research that actually their target audience or their main audience or the main consumers for the gaming industry are young men between 20 and 29. And they also, about half of young men on their consoles fairly regularly, and when they do go on, are playing games 2.5-3 hours a day.
It's an astonishing statistic from someone who does play video games once in a while myself.
Hopefully not for 2.5-3 hours
a day. I do have a job. To what do you attribute this shift in lifestyle? I guess part of it is just the emergence of this infrastructure, right? The fact that you do have games, you do have, you know, magazines and television alternatives. But why are men getting married later?
Well, they're getting married later because women are getting married later. That's really, I think, key to this, because women are getting an education. That delays their period of thinking about getting married. Also, women want to be economically independent before they marry. So it takes time to develop the career and to feel ready to marry for women. So that puts it off for women and then therefore for men. And I think also men have always needed pressure to marry. That's the old cliche, and I think we're still seeing the truth of it today. And women are not putting that kind of pressure on men, nor is the culture at large. So, as I say, you've got this infrastructure, this entertainment world that's developed to not only entertain these guys, but to reinforce their immaturity, to reassure them that they do not have to grow up. They also then are hearing that from the women implicitly, and I suspect from possibly their own parents. So there is absolutely no pressure anywhere on these guys to grow up at all, and so they don't, as men are wont to do.
What are some of the downsides to this? I mean, in a way, is it such a big deal that men don't grow up until their 30s? Or are there some deeper, more troubling consequences to this societal shift?
If you talk to women around the water cooler or turn on a lot of Lifetime TV or, more to the point, watch Sex and the City, I think you'd have to say that there is an important impact on women and on the relations between the sexes. Women are forever complaining about the kinds of men that they are dating, that they're finding available to them. When they do finally get to a point where they want to settle down, what do they find but men who are child men? They are not the most promising husbands, not the most promising fathers. They are, as the saying goes, unwilling to commit or reluctant to commit. They are childlike in their interests and in their needs, and don't like to think of themselves as adults or as husbands and fathers. So I think that the main result, the main thing that needs to concern us, is that we are creating a generation of young men who are not going to be eligible for the young women who are in many cases doing better than they are. Just saw some statistics today that 33% of women between 25 and 29 have their BAs as compared to 28% of men. Now that's quite a gap, and it's going to create problems.
Thanks very much, Kay. The article is called Child Man in the Promised Land, and it's in the winter issue of City Journal, just now available. Thanks very much, Kay.
Thank you.